Beijing, a matchup against last-place Russia, was just what Canada's Jennifer Jones needed at the Beijing Olympics. Jones took advantage of several mistakes by Alina Kovalova en route to an 11-5 victory that ended a three-game losing skid. 1,000,000% we needed to win that game, Jones said. That was a massive win. I thought we played good from the first rock to the last rock. The Winnipeg skip kept up her strong play in the evening draw, improving to 3-3 with a 7-3 victory over Great Britain's Eve Muirhead. A fourth loss for Jones would be a major blow to her chances of making the four-team playoff cut. We've been in situations where we've started a little slow and climbed our way back, said Canada lead Dawn McEwen. This is just another one of those situations. Kovalova gifted the Canadians a pair of two-point steals at the start. Jones was in trouble in the second end, but the Russian skip missed a nose hit that could have scored three. A chance to take the lead instead became a 4-0 Canada advantage, and Jones never looked back. Kovalova continued to struggle throughout the game, shooting just 53%. Jones was steady at 78%. Canada's schedule improves over the second half of the competition, but the team is still essentially in must-win mode. Canada will play the United States and China on Wednesday before closing out her round-robin schedule Thursday against Denmark. You need to get on a roll at these events, Jones said. Maybe this is the start of a good roll for us. Gushue posts 7-3 win in men's play. Canada's Brad Gushue posted a 7-3 win over Italy's Joel Retornas. Gushue improved to 4-2, good for sole possession of third place behind Sweden's Niklas Edin, 6-0, and Great Britain's Bruce Mowat, 5-1. We've still got some room to get better for sure, Gushue said. We're not there yet, but we're close. Mowat edged Switzerland's Peter de Kruijs 6-5, Edin topped Russia's Sergei Glukov 7-5, and Denmark's Mikkel Krause shaded Norway's Stefan Wallstad 6-5 in an extra end. Russia, Switzerland, and American John Schuster were tied in fourth place at 3-3. Entering the late women's draw, Jones was in a sixth-place tie with South Korea's Eun Young Kim, who dropped an 8-6 decision to American Tabitha Peterson. Japan's Satsuki Fujisawa crushed China's Yu Han 10-2 in the other early game. Switzerland leads the 10-team women's field at 5-0. Japan is next at 4-1, followed by the United States at 4-2. Great Britain and defending champion Anna Hasselberg of Sweden share fourth place at 3-2. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 14, 2022. Gregory Strong, the Canadian Press.